The Mind Aware, 682.
Hello, hello. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset. Break through those limiting beliefs, make more money. Oh yeah, if you want to do that, then go and grab my free toolkit on discovering and shifting your limiting money beliefs. You can get that over at danawild.com/toolkit. danawild.com/toolkit. Today we are going to talk about asking for business. We had somebody write in and they specifically said, I have trouble asking for business. I don't know how to ask people to do business with me. And so they're running into issues getting new clients. And so I wanted to talk about it because old school sales, and many of us are of the age where we've been through these programs with old school sales where they talk about overcoming objections and bridging to the sale and all this stuff that's just so outdated in the day and age that we live in now. And frankly, kind of feels yucky. Like I always remember when I was working in those kind of sales environments, usually it was customer service jobs where they expected you to sell. And even just thinking about it, I get a pit in my stomach thinking about having to try to sell people something. And I think sometimes that's what most of us associate with marketing, that kind of bad feeling pit in our stomach of having to overcome objections or talk somebody into something they don't want to do. So I wanted to start, like the very first point I wanted to make in this podcast today is to talk about those words asking for business. And maybe just let's quit talking about it like that. Asking for business either feels like we're selling something or we're marketing to somebody or we're trying to talk them into something they don't want to do. Or it sounds like we're having to beg somebody, like we're asking, oh, please help me, do me a favor and give me your money. Like, it's crazy. It's no wonder we all feel so bad about marketing and it makes it challenging to build our businesses. So here's how I like to think about marketing, because we live in a new world now. We live in a world where we have all of these little islands of people. We can find what we want. We can hang out with like-minded people. You know, back in my day before the internet, you had to walk around your town and find like-minded people physically. You couldn't just go online and find groups of like-minded people. And so marketing nowadays is similar to that. I like to think of marketing as if you are an entrepreneur and you have a business, you are like a lighthouse who is standing there just shining your light out into the world. You are out in the world and you're speaking your truth. So it's not the truth. It's not the only truth. It's just your truth. These are the things that I have found that help me. These are the things that I have found that have worked for me and they've worked for others. These are the truths that I have found for myself as I have been going through life. My truth, like what I like to speak when I'm out in the world, is that mindset matters most. When you are out in the world and you are building a business, that you can take all the action in the world, but if you have a sloppy, messy, negative, or even just not even negative, but just kind of like not confident mindset, you're not going to get the results you want. My truth is helping people find as many tools as they can to shift that mindset, to think more positively, to feel more hopeful, to feel more confident, to step up into their celebrity, to use their best brains, to understand how their brains work so they use their best brains. So I'm out in the world speaking my truth. And you can be too, whatever your truth is. And I don't care if you're selling a purple widget or makeup or a thermal mug or coaching or digital programs or something where you're going to save somebody's life from a medical condition, whatever you're selling, you have some truth around it that you believe. So if you're selling makeup, you have some truth about here's the kind of makeup certain skin types should use. These colors look good on people who have this color hair or that color hair. If you are selling a thermal mug, you have some truths about that thermal mug, that it's fun or it's useful or it comes in these colors that can match your car or whatever your truths are. Like, you have information about your business that you're excited to share. If you're not excited to share or talk about your product, then you're not in the right business. Whatever you're selling, whatever you're making your money on, should light you up. You should be excited to be out in the world doing what you're doing. You can have a business around anything. So pick something you love. And I'm going to trust that if you're listening to this particular podcast, you're probably doing that, because that's who I attract. I attract people who are passionate about their messages or what they're doing or building their business or spreading the word or helping other people build businesses. Sometimes that's your passion, is you're helping other people make money. Whatever it is, when you're passionate about it, you're out there speaking your truth or your ideas or your enthusiasm about it. And when you do that, it's going to resonate with some people. And if you're doing it right, you're helping people while you're out there talking about it. You're helping people for free because you're out giving tips, offering free cheat sheets or free meditations or free chapters of your book or whatever it is that you're offering, free advice or free live streaming or free blog posts or whatever. You speaking your truth, being the lighthouse, shining your light out on others, and being excited and in the right mindset about it, you're going to have people who are attracted to what you have to say. They're going to want to learn more. Those are your peeps. Those are the people who want to work with you. Some people aren't going to want what you have, and that's okay. Those aren't your peeps. They're going to go find something else, and that's great. You don't even want those people in your sandbox. If somebody comes into my sandbox and says, oh, you're completely wrong, it's all about action and hard work and you got to work 18-hour days, I don't want that person in my sandbox. I want people in my sandbox who get it, and so do you. And how do you find them? You find them by being you and being out in the world and speaking your truth. When you are doing that, then you don't have to ask for business. That is the ticket. How do you get to that place where you feel good and excited and you're talking about your business so much that you don't have to ask for business? That is 100% mindset. And that's why I teach what I teach. Mindset is always the real issue. If you're at the point where you're thinking I have to ask for business, you're already coming from a place of uncertainty. You're already coming from a place of, how do I get these people to buy what I've got? You're not coming from a place of, I love this. So let me give you an example. Let's say you go out and you see a really good movie, or you read a book and it's a book that just moves you emotionally or so good, or a good song. Something that you just go, wow. Or have you ever seen a really funny video? And then you get with people and you're like, oh my gosh, have you seen this video? This will crack you up. You have to see this video. Or have you seen this movie? Or have you read this book? And you're so excited about this particular thing that now other people want to see it. You're already coming from a good mindset with that. And so, having made the point that asking for business, these are not the words you want to use, and the second point of being like a lighthouse and using attraction marketing and speaking your truth, the third thing I'd like to say is that, guess what? You're not going to be surprised to hear this. Mindset is always the real issue. The way you think and the way you talk about things is always the real issue. So right now you've got a story that sounds like, I'm not making any money because I don't know how to ask for business. That is what needs to change. The way you talk about that. So, new words, new things to think When you think the new thought, the reticular activating system in your brain starts matching up that new thought. You start getting different results. Does that mean you never, quote unquote, ask for the sale? No, you probably do find ways to ask for the sale, but it doesn't feel like you're asking for the sale because you're just talking about all the stuff you love and it ends up coming out in a way that is different than the way it would come out if you're feeling desperate or needy or not sure of yourself. So mindset is always the real issue. How do you think about this? Well, let's start. You would think something like, okay, Dana's right. It always cracks me up because I love that. We'll always start with Dana's right. That's the way to just to start any sentence ever. Dana's right. I want to think different thoughts about this. I want to feel differently about this. And I know the way to feel differently about this is to think differently. And I like the idea of feeling good about my business. And I like the idea of looking at the aspects of my business that I love and really remembering why I started this and the kind of results I've gotten and why I'm excited to share this project. And when I look at my clients that I already work with, it gets me so excited to see how their lives have changed and shifted since they've started using this. And I love the idea of just attracting those people who are kind of already thinking like this. Like, it is fun to think that I don't have to convince anybody. And those people who don't think like this, they don't have to be in my sandbox. I'm really just out here speaking my truth so that people who resonate with this already find me. And I love that. And I love the idea that it's already working because I'm already starting to feel better. It makes it so easy. And I feel such a sense of relief. And I do share other things. I get excited about all sorts of different things and I share them and people end up getting them and they get excited about them. Why should this be any different? It's so easy. And I love that it's so easy. And I love that I really get it now. I'm a lighthouse. I'm just a lighthouse standing here, spreading my love, shining my light, and sharing what I know and sharing my own truths. And it is easy for people to find me that way. And it's so much easier and it's such a feel good. And I love helping people and I love helping people for free. And I know that those people will step up and things are already working for me and it's getting easier and easier. And that's how you do it. Think the different thoughts, generate the different emotions, show up in the world in a different way, and then it's easy to build your business. You've totally got this.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.